velkommen til Bagstiv podcasten, hvor vi snakker om historier fra dengang vi måtte være ude til sent, før Mette blev sure på os alle sammen, og corona kom. Podcasten, hvor vi fortæller historier og griner sammen, som egentlig ikke handler om så meget andet end en sjove tider. Der er ikke noget censur eller filter, vi snakker om lige, hvad vi har lyst til. Så hvis du bliver stødt over noget, jamen så synes jeg, at du skal lukke Spotify, eller hvad fanden du sidder og hører det på. Det er reglen. Hvad hedder det? Og det er sådan, at vi hver gang har en komiker og en bartender med. Og som komiker i dag, der har vi taget Jeff Bond med.
Hej.
Hej Jeff.
Hej Peter.
Jeff.
Yeah.
He is English speaking, so this will actually be an English episode.
Yes, it will actually.
Yeah, it will.
It'll be a really boring episode if it's just all in Danish. It'll just be going leprosies over and over again.
Check. A quick introduction, Jeff. You're doing theater.
I am. I'm an actor and stand-up comedian here in Denmark.
I
do voiceovers as well. You've probably heard my voice be annoying on the train or something.
I have.
I'm just the voice inside your head.
Exactly. And you're actually one of my favorite comedians here in Copenhagen.
Thanks, so. Peter. Thank you.
It's really nice. Great having you. Looking forward to hearing your stories.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
And last but definitely not least, we have Sebastian, the owner of Citizen Comedy Club and also the co-producer of this podcast.
Thank you for having me. Jeff is not one of my favorite comedians.
I was just being honest.
You're already doing this for diversity. You're already doing this for diversity. Like you're already doing this. It's like, well, we got to get a foreigner in. And even then, it's a straight white foreigner.
Jeff, a theater guy and like a comic.
Yeah, that's me. I pretend to be people for a living.
You pretend to be people.
I pretend to be people for a living.
Who are you today then?
Reginald C. Pumpington.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's nice to be here. Nice little dive you have here.
Okay.
Let's set the tone immediately of what this is going to be for the next 20 minutes. It's just going to be fucking nonsense. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Mum, if you're listening to this, really, just in advance. Like, so, I like a drink, lads. We all like a drink.
Yes.
Why you make me sound like I'm there? We all like a drink. Yes, yeah. You can't see this obviously, but they just kind of looked at each other like, yes. I was like, I thought that's the point of this, right?
Are you gonna make
one? Yeah, no. Oh man, I can make you a solid cordial.
What's that?
It's you know the juice, like saft.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
both juice and saft.
All right. I didn't realize you were an expert. I thought he's the cocktail maker. Oh, I know both juice and saft. I have a story from when I was in college, which would be your gymnasium.
Yes.
Yeah, you're welcome.
For everyone listening.
I did some research for all of you there. I was, there you go. So your gymnasium. I was like 17, and we had like this ball, we call it a prom almost thing, and it's like first year of college, and there was this girl who I was like in love with, and her name was Chelsea. And like
like a stripper.
Normally people would say like the football club.
I'm in love with Chelsea FC. Chelsea till I die. She's
a stripper.
Like a stripper. You know her too. I don't know what she does now.
Rich dad.
Yeah, but so like I have zero game. Like absolutely, like I do not know how to like. Flirt with anyone. Like I'm just like, yes, very good. It's good. See you later.
Being a bit Irish.
We're at this prom, yeah? And I'm like, tonight's the night, right? I'm gonna get with Chelsea and all my
mates. What do you mean by get it with? Can you explain, please?
Get with?
Yes.
Like make out, maybe lose my virginity.
Okay.
That would be
so penetration.
If and you just have to like CSI. Oh, so is that when it's legit? Penetration. Let the court show that this is what he meant. But like, I don't know, man. Like, I was just like, you know,
going for anal.
I was just mate. I don't even go for that now. I don't even know what that's about. Are you into that? You about that life?
No, it depends.
Of the
occasionally.
They'll
call it the pooper.
Do you not? See, that's why I never get it. I go, maybe other people, they're like, no. never. Get out of my house.
I'm like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. But, so like, up the pooper. Do you search that on Pornhub? Up the pooper, zero results. Zero results on Pornhub.
That would be
there's a brand new sentence that was just said here tonight. Up the pooper.
All right, what was your plan?
Right, my plan was to get steel. Nailed it. And get really drunk and then like just kind of be like, hey, I really like you, let's dance, and then see where it goes from there. But
best plan, man.
Mate, absolutely, like zero planning. It's just they're like,
it's like Prison Break. You had it tattooed all over.
Yeah, just like really etched is like get pissed, check. That's it. And then I was like, all right. So I drank like fucking like a bottle of vodka or something on this bus. And like we're in Britain as well, so like imagine it's like Hogwarts as well. Like you're on the way there and on the coach. It's like, are you drinking? It's like, no, sir. It's like, yeah, very good. Continue. So there I am, and I'm absolutely wankered. And Chelsea was from somewhere else, she was from a different part of England, and we were meeting on this dance floor, and I was gonna go over, I was like, hey, here we go, let's do this. Now, what you don't know, lads, is I'm really badly allergic to coconut, right? So I go over, I'm like, we're talking, it's nice, and I smell, I was like, oh, I smell of coconut or whatever. And so like we start dancing, and she's like got her cheek to my cheek and whatever, and we're just like, hey, get it on. And I come out, it's a fucking huge rash. Like I've grown like another like thing. So she turns to me now and like my face is just all red and puffy. Like, you know that guy from the Goonies? You know, he's like, hey you guys, I look like him. And she's like, what's wrong with your face? And I was like, weird. I thought we were getting along really well. That's a weird flirting technique.
Your face.
Yeah, or burn like this. So I go into the toilets and I'm literally like, whole face is completely red. So I'm like, oh my god. And my mates come and go, like, what's going on? And I was like, yeah, I can't get with Chelsea because I'm allergic to coconut, but she doesn't know that. So I had to avoid her for like the whole rest of the dance because I was that embarrassed.
Or just be honest.
But why did she have coconut?
Yeah, she had like coconut butter on, but like, and just, oh, so she's like 17 as well, so she's literally just gone.
I think it's a good thing you didn't have sex with her.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, that's true. That's very. Oh, God.
You would have been one.
It's like. But like, so I avoid her for the whole dance. I avoid her for the whole goddamn dance. And my mates are like, hey, we're all going back to ours. Like, I was like, oh, cool. It's like, hey, you're going to like this as well. Chelsea's coming back too. And I was like, no, like this. So at this point, I'm literally like, because I'm so embarrassed, I've just drank way too much. And I'm at my mate's house. This is the next bit I remember because I black out. I'm at my mate's house and I'm on like outside in his garden on his chair. And I've got like sick on me because I've just completely like puked like that. And I completely puked on myself. And like,
is that part of your plan?
Yeah, it's to counteract the coconut. I was there like, if I use my own vomit, it'll stop. But like,
she won't notice.
She won't notice.
She won't notice the rash because that puke.
It's all about misdirection, baby.
Prison break, baby.
It's like, you didn't know this kid is like actually tattooed on me. But step one, get drunk. Step two, puke on myself. Step three, ? Step four, sex. And so there we are. And like, I'm outside, and I go in to go back inside. And as I go in, like, I don't know, I must have peed outside, but my belt is completely undone. And like, my mates are dragging me indoors. And as they're dragging me indoors, they take me through the stew, like the living room where she is, and my pants just fall down. So like, I'm just naked going through and I look at her and I just go, I'm so sorry. And then I'm just thrown on the bed and I never heard from her again.
So Chelsea, if you're listening.
So Chelsea, I'm not single anymore, but I'm sorry. I'm still sorry. Just know I think about that at least once every week. Yeah. Have you guys never done anything like
No, not at all. That sounds really stupid.
What, having an allergic, like, I didn't plan on that happening, so they're gonna be like, yeah, let's
You should have asked her, coconut?
Coconut question mark? Imagine texting her that, coconut?
Do you want coconut?
No, like,
I was just fucking. That was one of the worst things. And I'm just bad with flying anyway. But every time I think.
Oh, you weren't at that time.
No, mate, I was Casanova at that point. But have you not established by what I was? I've given you so far. It's amazing. You don't know. He's taking notes. He's already like, oh, this is such a good idea.
Yeah, but the good thing about coconut.
Coconut, sex, vodka, sorted.
The good thing about alcohol is you kind of. Just had your own party, right?
I did, mate, absolutely. You know, like, you know when you're like at a house party or whatever and you never realize how drunk you are until you look yourself in the mirror?
Yeah.
And then like, do you guys have like, I have talks with myself.
Love this shit.
Yeah, and they're like, hey man, you gotta straighten up, man. Like, you know, it's just like Jesus. Like, you're like psyching yourself up.
Yeah.
They're like, look at you sexy bastard, how you doing
that? I've never done that.
You've never done that?
No, literally when I've looked in the mirror and seen that was not worth looking at, I'd be like, fuck, get your shit together.
Oh, the best thing is these two bright bathrooms where
Yeah, it's not. Just
see every fold.
Like every crevice, and you're looking like,
that's not my vomit.
Yeah. Mate, who knows? It might not have been. Someone might have just like puked on me at some point.
It's just seeing your face and go like, ugh.
Yeah. It's just. That's so true.
That's so nasty.
It could have been her. Chelsea, was it your vomit? Get back to me. You can contact me on Facebook. Like, was it her vomit?
Was it your one?
Were you there, Peter?
No.
Just in the corner.
Strikes me as the kind of guy.
Yeah, I was puking myself.
Yeah. We already lost that night, so.
Oh, mate, yeah. But, like, to then, like, be dragged through the living room like a weird corpse, so she sees.
But why did you drop both your underpants?
No, like, so it was like, I don't know. I think.
Hanging out.
Yeah, so, like, but, like, so.
Why didn't your friends.
Because the dicks, they were too busy laughing. So, like, it happened so slowly. It didn't go down. So it's like, imagine me being dragged super slowly and the pants going down so slowly. And they were laughing so much. And then, like, then I was there with my dick out. I'm so sorry. And then being dragged through. Like, that was the worst. You know when you're like falling asleep at night, I literally go, you know, you go, like, you tense up every time you think about that.
What could have made it even worse if you were dragged across the floor with a boner?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Better.
That was like, well, it was cold in there. It was cold in there.
It was really cold.
It was cold.
If anyone. Back there,
it was cold in here.
Remember how cold it was?
My mates loved
cold. Coldest day in May.
the coldest July ever.
Exactly.
It was at least 30 degrees. It was so cold. But like, oh man, I just never spoke to it again.
Never?
No.
Has that story changed your game?
Mate, my non-existent game, like.
For the people listening, this is a very beautiful guy talking.
Oh, you're very kind. Oh, you're talking about yourself there.
right now.
and before that, it was
we're now getting back to the other guy.
Anyone listening right now,
there's
a very beautiful man.
There's a beautiful man talking, and he's
back.
Still talking.
Thank you, Jeff.
Oh man, no! I've been awful at flirting. Like, also in like clubs, because I'm not like sexy, like dance move sexy. Like,
who is
dance moves? My mate does this thing where he twirls girls.
Twirls?
Yeah,
oh,
we call
girls.
It the twirl. Like, and I don't know how he does.
Call
it.
Him the twirl or
yeah,
the dance move?
No, we call the dance move the
okay.
Twirl. So like he'll be like in a bar, like at a club, or whatever. He'll be dancing, and then he'll basically target acquire this poor woman. And then he'll hold his hand out, and women just always will, like, always put their hand out. Like, and then, like, he twirls.
Because they think it's money.
Yeah. Oh, no, well, in England, we'd shake hands before we dance. It's like, oh, hello, it's nice to meet you. I'd like to just come in. Yes, very good. But, like, he'll twirl, and then boom, she's there. It's it. And then he's like, anyone going home? I was like, how does he do that? I just think he gets her so dizzy. That she's
like a two?
Yeah, what?
Like a 6'4" black guy or something.
No, he's 6'3" in a beard. Hi, Josh. He's like six. He's 6'2" and he's
you
big.
Mixed up.
Yeah, you fucking you play you. We just like the twirl is one of these things that like you analyze it and all he done is turn around,
And then it works every time.
Why have you tried it?
Because I did try it
you
once.
You just vomit.
Yeah. That's what I do it all at the same time.
I tried it once and my face swelled.
Yeah. I went hi. I'm so sorry. And then I just dragged out. Just dragged out by the security. Get out of here.
Actually, if you were my friend before, you were champ. Just being dragged with your dick out.
Oh, man. I remember I did try and do his dance move. And I've never admitted this before. I did try and do it, Josh. And I remember I was in Italy. And I was like, I was single. I was like, yeah, Italian girls, whatever. And I was like, hey, let's do this. And I went to do this. And she went, what are you doing? Like I went, hey. Like, she went, what are you doing? And I was there like, too slow. Yeah, psych, too slow. Like sweep back behind my hair, continue dancing. Like, I don't know how. I think it's like a tall guy thing.
Oh, he is tall. Yeah.
He's tall, yeah, and he's got like a beard. He's a tall beard, sorted.
So,
yeah. Beards are just push up bras for men, though, aren't they?
I think so.
They are, like, yeah, they are, though, aren't they? Beards are just.
I've tried none of those.
Yeah,
none of the above.
Can you grow facial hair?
If I can grow facial hair.
Yeah, can you grow facial hair?
I don't think so.
No, have you tried?
Yeah, but I look like a 12-year-old Italian.
Well, maybe I'll dance with you.
it was actually me on the dance floor.
Yeah. What are you doing? Sorry.
Got me a safe word. Coconut.
Yeah, it's all coming together like some weird Christopher Nolan-esque memento. I can grow like I still can't like I grow like wispy like fake Johnny Depp like you know if you ordered wish.com Johnny Depp. Like facial hair. That's my facial hair. That's what I get. Like I also look prepubescent.
Well,
you look you
this is my first beard.
It's your first beard?
Yeah, in Danish we call this a mouth pussy.
I'm gonna doubt that.
It's true.
It's really
or a toilet seat.
Yeah, that's the worst.
The first one's better. I mean, not by much. But like, oh wow, nice toilet seat you're growing on your face there.
Yeah.
That's a
thick mouth pussy. Like doing
oh my
mouth cunt.
Oh. Worst superhero name ever.
Mouth cunt.
Mouth cunt. But like, it's soon you will.
Thank you.
Yeah, soon you will. You got the whole kind of like. Because I think that's the rule, and correct me if I'm wrong. Is like if you got like a shaved head, you go for like the beard option, right? Like because
I was
like,
hoping I could get a full beard.
Full beard.
I'm trying.
You're trying.
I only get whiskers over here, so now I'm just trying to let them grow.
Oh man, if you grow sideburns, that would be so like.
Nice.
Oh, that would be so weird. If you could just wouldn't it be weird if you could just only grow like really intense hair just here, so
that's
you've just got like lines. You look like Adidas.
And then you need
like a monobrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm imagining you'd look like you know if you press randomize on Sims. Like that would
freak.
Yeah, it's just this kind of like, hey, so I'm a comedian. It's just like, you sure? Like,
could be my thing.
Yeah, it could be. Everyone needs a thing. I've got my thing. I speak British.
You're Irish.
But I'm Irish, yeah. That's it. My family's from Ireland, but I grew up in Britain. I've always been like.
So you upgraded from an early age.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So get him, lads, get him. He does have
a car.
Yeah, he does have a car. He does have a car. You're gonna come in every night. You're gonna check for ticking underneath tables. But like.
Jesus, was that an RA joke?
No. I would never do that. No, those jokes always bomb. What a sophisticated laughter that was! Oh man.
So, he was like, that's when I asked him.
Yeah.
No, would that make sense?
Yeah, I'll understand it.
I'll
He's gonna switch into Danish mode.
Sorry, Peter.
English would be better.
Would it?
It's an English speaking episode.
Oh?
Oh,
well, that would.
It's
that
an English speaking episode. Oh, Bausti gone international.
Yeah, that's it, man.
He's too big for Denmark now.
Welcome to the big leagues, baby.
I'm the judge of this shit now. It's international, so Joe Rogan, you can go suck a little.
Next episode, Indian.
You can go suck a little baby Yoda dick.
Baby Yoda dick. Right now, I would like to talk about this before we continue. Like we were talking earlier before we started about. Peter mentioned
and again, jump in, is he would like to be jacked off by Baby Yoda. And we pointed out...
By Baby Yoda, by the Force.
Yeah.
Controlled by
Baby
Yoda.
Like,
it doesn't matter if it's Baby Yoda.
It's still weird, Peter.
No, because you know that's like using a sex toy, like an instrument with a girl. So like Baby Yoda's just dildoing you with the Force.
Yeah.
Your face lit up. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
And I thought
I love that shit. I just want to feel the Force all over my head.
Feel the Force, Luke. No, not like that, Luke. Not like that.
He's
on the Death Star. He's like,
I am your father.
I'm your daddy.
It'd be like, Luke, I am your daddy. That was like, I mean, we were thinking, would it be like, some like pedophile thing? But it wouldn't, because he's 50.
He's 50 years old.
He's 50, so it'd be like a guilt thing, like a granddad I'd like to fuck level thing.
Yeah, he's a guilt.
You have like, that would be so many categories in porn.
Bestiality,
alien, sci-fi,
up the pooper,
who could forget?
Definitely. I have Force straight up my ass.
By the way, feel free to share this episode.
Feel the full power of the Force, Peter.
share this episode with hashtag up the pooper, hashtag feel the Force.
Mandalorian episode 7.
Imagine if they went that way.
I have a spaceship part that the Mandalorian need.
Yeah.
The only way I will give it to him if Baby Yoda sucks me off.
What a mad episode. What a fucking plot twist.
A decoy.
Yeah, like it'd be make more sense than the Game of Thrones twist. So, you know, like that would still make so much more sense. But I now have this horrible image. Just Baby Yoda
jerking him off,
yeah,
giving him Starmidia,
but like
with the force, I won't have him
touch me
with the green
oh
movies.
So you're racist as well, Peter.
No.
Unbelievable. Just because he's green,
I don't want to touch by these little green nasty ass fingers. No, he eats,
they feel massive.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Right,
true. Your dick would look
that's good. Changed everything.
It would be like fucking a child but not do.
You can't say that. You have to say make love to a child.
Yeah.
That's true. That's too much. Yeah.
That's the Catholic way. That's the Catholic way. Yeah.
You know,
yes. It. You know.
Yeah.
Feel the Lord's presence within you, kind of level stuff.
Next episode. Up the Pope.
Up the Pope.
Oh, that was a nasty laugh.
You just got a flashback.
I did, yeah. It was just
is that why you moved away from Ireland?
Hey, in Ireland, if you aren't picked up by the priest, you're considered one of the ugly kids. So, like,
I hope you'll fuck me next.
there's a statue down the road from here. Have you seen it?
I don't know which one you're going to talk about.
The statue just outside. Oh, well, we won't talk about it then.
No, I just don't talk about it. No, I'm kidding.
It's like a statue, mate. There's a statue, and it was like, it's on the way to Nurport. It's outside a...
Kind of, yeah.
Who?
What's
it
outside of?
It's near, I think it's Camel Toe.
Yeah.
Yeah, near the strip club.
Yeah, just down the road from the strip club, opposite
from a friend, there's a strip club.
Faro Cigar. There's like a statue, like a monument thing.
Yeah.
Right, and then the back of one of the sides, you can check this out, there is a priest, and it's just straight up holding, like, a kid's face near his groin, and it just is so weird.
You know tourists are taking pictures of it?
What?
Tourists are taking pictures
but
of it.
But why not? Like, it's just so weird. And, like, it's like there's loads of other people just...
It's just a representation.
Yeah, exactly. The guy was, like, chiseling. He was like, you sure? And he's like, take a picture. All right. Chip. But, yeah, that was a tangent. Mate, what's your story?
Oh, my story.
Yeah.
I think my story is shorter than yours.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, I have another one.
Like,
I've got two just in case that was boring.
No, that's
what I mean. I want to listen to yours.
Well, mine don't involve vomit on myself.
Oh, what's the point?
So, you've set the level quite high.
Oh, man, thank you very much. If I could go back in time and talk to 17-year-old me, it's like, one day, you'll tell this story on a podcast.
One day, you're going to lose your virginity.
Yeah, one day, you'd be like, fuck off. So you're going to talk about it. Yeah,
fuck off, back to church.
Yes.
I'll lose it there. Yeah.
But go on.
Okay.
fuck off, back to church, lose it there.
Yeah. Lose it. Sunday morning.
Well, I think getting back to some stories before when we could actually go out and be drunk. We're all sobering alcoholics now.
Those are the days.
Good days when my health was bad.
But my mood is good.
Yeah, it's actually true. Yeah, you reminisce in old days where you look way less healthy than you do now.
I miss it.
Yeah.
Good times.
Like, I can actually, like, I've lost the bags underneath my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm just there like, oh,
they were full
terrible.
Of cocaine.
Yeah. I've lost my luggage.
It's terrible.
Yeah. There's good times though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I think I'll start chronologically with the first story being in my young days.
Mm.
We were in Belgium, and this was also actually involving I don't even know what a 6'3" guy is. That big? Is that
6 foot? Oh yeah, like that's one.
Yeah,
like yeah, that's like
one
190. 190. Yeah.
Okay,
one,
so
yeah.
Yours was 190. Mine was 191. I win. And
story super nice.
Also dark colored. Which is not important at all for the story.
You're just bragging now. You're just and also I have a black
friend. What shade of dark
yeah,
yours?
White as fuck, like so milky white. Like he'll get like sunburn from a firework. Like he's so white.
Nice. Just from lighting his cigarette.
Yeah, it's just like he's like just tanned immediately. But like so you had your 191
yeah.
friend.
Yeah, we had a lot of parties in Belgium and.
Yeah.
We lived far out of the city, so most of our parties would be at our house.
Okay.
So the thing is, there could be stories out there about me, but I always forget what I do.
Yeah.
So this one I remember because it was not about me.
Yeah,
so
that's an easy thing to do because you don't want it to.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember.
I don't know where
you're yeah. That is one of the benefits of alcohol, though, isn't it? It's
everybody thinks I have a twin. It's actually just an excuse.
Yeah.
No, but. We are having a few beers. It was six guys, so no females at all, which is quite important for our lusts later in this story.
Yeah.
We were having some beers, looking at each other, getting prettier by the beer, and.
Well,
we're sitting outside around the fire. Barry
yeah.
White was playing. And then no, he wasn't.
So someone put on Brokeback Mountain.
I just love this movie, guys.
Yeah, I just love this movie. Yeah,
just
guys being dudes, you know.
Guys being guys.
Just guys being guys.
Yeah,
real men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real men.
Not
just like guys in prison, but outside prison.
Yeah, you know. Masculinity is a prison when you think about it, you know. Masculine. Anyway, so why are your hands on my knee?
No,
remove
okay. I'm just pointing it out.
Let me. Hashtag up the poop.
This is actually a perfect hashtag for this story.
What?
So, okay. What happens is that we are having a few beers, and let me repeat, there was no girls.
Mm.
Not even close. I mean, our Tinder radius was at the maximum.
Yeah.
No matches. So we were looking at each other, and some guys start kissing at the one side of the campfire.
Whoa.
The other guys are playing with each other in the tent. No, that was a joke. We're just looking at each other. Some of them start kissing. One of my guys was very.
But were they gay normally?
No, not gay at all. Straight as an arrow.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
You can't say they started kissing, but they're straight as
an
arrow.
Yeah.
It was because.
No, you can if you go. Oh, by the way, no homo. After you're done.
Yeah,
oh
exactly.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Straight
yeah.
as a cucumber.
Yeah. Straight as a boomerang.
Yeah, exactly.
So what did you?
So they just start making out.
But it was kind of a thing. Some of my friends back in the days, they would make out with each other.
Yeah.
And no judging, you know, we were just ahead of our time.
Yeah. You were just a lot more progressive than
it didn't hate on anyone. So
yeah, yeah.
If they would kiss and be disgusting, they could do it, you know.
anyone,
they were just being disgusting.
Yeah.
But they were kissing and we were laughing at it. And then one guy goes,
it's the weirdest party in the world.
Yeah, man.
No, but it was natural, you know. We've known each other since we were born. Like, we've gone to kindergarten together, and now we're there 11 years later. Watch each other grow up, watch our things get bigger, and just,
Belgium's weird, man.
You should go there, capital of Europe. And so they're kissing, and one of my friends goes over to take a piss. And we're having a party in the garden, so he just pisses up at the neighbor's house, obviously. And this guy, one of the guys who likes kissing the others, goes over and asks, just stands behind my friend who's peeing. and starts looking at his dick, and we are slowly focusing our look over there as well, and he's like, can I touch it? And my friend goes, yeah, of course you can. So he pulls back his foreskin, and that was the limit. It got very gay at that point. Sorry, no hitting. But
yeah.
It was just a bit too much.
Oh, no, but
no, it's fine.
Before.
It's fine.
And
there's nothing wrong with you. It's just
and,
weird
so,
everyone
so
is straight.
We thought, yeah, everyone's straight. Everyone's straight.
That's
I like the fact that you hear what he said, though. He's like, that's when it got gay. It's like,
yeah,
make
like,
it out.
Yeah,
yeah,
you have been making out for like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
That's like
day three at the party.
It's like stabbing someone and
yeah.
then starting to chop off the leg and going, okay, now it's murder.
Violent.
Yeah, Peter Mason would agree with that.
Yeah, so while he was peeing, he just
pulled it back, the foreskin.
And then it was
then,
like, oh.
But it was like kind of a challenge. He was like, can I pull back your foreskin? And he was like, yeah. And then he did it. And we were like, we didn't think he was actually going to do it, but he did it. And the weird thing about it was that it wasn't weird. They came back around the fire, and then the party just continued, and then
what?
You know, it happened, and
well, but how did they make out? Did they like really intensely?
Yeah, but not with it. There was no feelings in it. No passion. So it was
no feelings.
It was like when Jeff's girlfriend kisses him.
Yeah, absolutely. Like when it's like holding two mannequins together, just going.
But what it was like that?
They were kissing, big time. And some other guys were kissing as well.
That's so weird.
What,
yeah.
Were you kissing?
No, I was filming. Obviously, I'm that guy. No, I just want to tell
you
the listeners out there, I have only smooched my boys.
You only smooched?
No tongue. No,
I've only
smooched.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's
more gay than
yeah,
tongue.
Smooch. Yeah,
yeah.
It goes peck on the teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Smooch.
Yeah. Just
yeah.
The word smooth.
Yeah. Smooch my boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Cracking a cold one with the boys. Smooching my boys. Oh, Belgium, how I miss thee.
Hounds of Rose.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, I have so many questions about that. So, right, you were all there. So, you're all really great mates, clearly.
Yeah.
And then,
pretty close.
And then,
yeah.
Like, how did it go about? Like, some guy just kind of went,
no, the thing is that this guy, and I won't mention his name,
yeah.
Andreas, is that Andreas really enjoyed, how do you say that, being the center of attention.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
That's what it kind of came out of, classic,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways being
center. Yeah, so, yeah, but that was his way.
Yeah,
I've not had attention in 10 minutes. I'm about to make out with this dude.
alright, I'm going to jump out of the closet then, buddy.
Yeah. I'm going to jump out of this closet that I'm not in.
Yeah,
exactly.
Bought dynamite yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Fuck it out.
So he's... Was
yeah, he likes being the center of attention, so...
What about the other guy?
Yeah, but the other guy had a girlfriend. I mean, there's nothing there. But they were just kissing. But he was not just kissing him. Like, it was his challenge to kiss guys, you know? It was his thing. You know, I can't explain it.
Oh,
to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've also been thought...
So it's like you can get gangbanged by five dudes, but if you don't, like, I'm
if
gay...
If you don't say
yeah,
it, there's
yeah, then,
absolutely
then,
nothing
then,
gay about it.
No,
yeah.
I get that.
That's
get
the, that.
That
is the rules.
Yeah. I get that. I get that.
I don't know where these rules are, but those are the
that,
rules.
Definitely.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
sounds
yeah.
legit.
It's
nothing
to say. Besides the fact that the guy didn't come
it's
out of the closet, you
amendment.
Go... He's, like,
yeah.
cartwheeled out of the closet for
yeah.
you guys.
Yeah.
But, like, I have often also been thought of by my friends and also by my family that I might have been gay.
Hold your horses.
I know.
Really?
And I'm such a manly man.
None of you two are.
No, not really, no. You said that like a none of you two are.
Exactly.
It's at a Christmas, none of you two are. I'm a real man.
Exactly. Well, was this smooching man?
Yeah, yo, smooching people back in my day.
People would confuse us for a lesbian couple.
That's true. They would.
They could.
They really would. Yeah. Where did you guys meet? We met in Belgium.
At this party.
He pulled back my foreskin, and then since then we've been together. But like, I remember the first time I brought home a girlfriend to meet my parents, and this is a true story. And I remember I was like, "Mom, Dad, this is my girlfriend," and they, my dad literally got out 20 quid and he handed it to my mum.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't know what that was, and I asked later.
You didn't know what 20 quid was?
I knew what 20 pounds was.
You didn't grow up with money?
No, but he went, got 20 pounds, and he gave it to my mum, and my mum went, not now, They bet. My dad
bet.
I mean, drama, dancing, all this kind of stuff.
Hadn't had
a girlfriend until he was like
long hair.
17. No, short hair. Really short hair.
I'm not gay. I just can't take coconut.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Look, I'm not saying Jeff's gay, but he always comes down smelling of coconut and puke and all this kind of stuff, you know.
Maybe that's why you have like an intolerance to coconut.
That's
because
it.
Because guys have just your whole childhood been like, do you want cock or not?
Yeah, cock.
So you want coconut?
Very good.
And then
that's it. It's internal. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
yeah.
gone into me. Not that way. It's not gone into. It's not in that way. But like,
it's inside you.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
Not that way. The feeling.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've been really worried about Jeff.
Just
I looked up his search.
White guys talking about. Oh, this is so
but
awesome.
The story gets. It's gonna.
What?
Get,
no,
there's
no,
more.
Oh, it's not gay yet.
It's not gay yet. Let's get it gay.
Please, please.
Let's get the story gay then,
please.
Let's go. What?
Let's go from Wizard of Oz to Neil Patrick Harris.
It,
yeah.
I realize I haven't really spoken out loud about this. I'm not about to jump out of the closet, but I haven't spoken out loud about this, and it sounds extremely gay, actually. But I think you would have to be there to understand how casual it was.
No.
That's how gay people are, though. Gay people, like, when they kiss each other, that is casual.
Yeah, but
it was so casual.
It would be like me jumping over the table right now and kissing Philip, and we could still be okay about
that
it.
That wouldn't be casual at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
Because Philip, it wouldn't be casual.
Yeah.
You would panic.
Also,
you'd
be cheating on me. I thought we were together as our lesbian couple.
That wouldn't be
straight.
It wouldn't be casual. Jumping over a table, that's mad.
Yeah. You could hurt yourself. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you walked over there
silently. Yeah.
But
carefully,
the best looking guy at this party. Then
of course,
was
the best looking guy.
He was known to get a bit too drunk,
and you were like,
and you took advantage of that.
We did. And,
what
we?
This is where my part comes into the story. Actually,
I'm so invested.
I'm so invested.
What happens is that this poor guy, Bob.
Bob. Does that protect his name? That's not his name.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That was the only protection used in that story. what happens is that Bob is out cold. And Bob was known to wear his pants Jeff style, you know, like at his ankles.
You
did, yeah,
Bob,
did
you?
No, we didn't.
No.
We just pulled down his pants.
What?
And then we put the start of the wine bottle.
That's rape! Oh, mate, that's rape!
It's just a prank, bro. It's just a prank.
That's so what?
No, because while we only got the dip in.
What?
And then
a bottle of wine. That's a
like
big
a wine
tip.
Cork.
Yeah.
The cork. The cork.
No, the neck of the bottle.
Oh, that's doing that. That's fucking awful.
Only the tip. That's
no. It wasn't in. It was like ringing the doorbell. You know. It was just because he obviously woke up at this point, but. Yeah, I did that.
Do you know what I've just realized? In my story, if I passed out in front of you, like I have fucking lost my virginity,
yeah.
But not the way that I wanted
it wasn't
with a wine bottle on
it
my
wasn't
dick.
Puke on your face. It was my semen.
Yeah.
So what? So you just put it?
No, we just actually. I think it was a very innocent way of waking him up. To be fair, I mean, no, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, we did the neck of the.
Does
wine.
He know? Does he know you did it?
He knows. He's out there listening.
He knows now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you little gay boy.
That's why I never walk straight.
Yeah.
No, it's not that side of the wine.
Never walk straight. Always minced everywhere.
Yeah. He actually works with wine right now. Yeah. So I think that started his. He works with the wine.
This is like the most disturbing superhero origin story ever.
He works with wine. He does.
How can he even look at a wine bottle without being like,
well, to be fair,
Vietnam flashbacks?
He couldn't look at it
yeah.
when it happened, though.
He was
his wine
now.
He woke up. he woke up when it like kind of touched his pooper. he woke up and then we kept on drinking, like nothing happened.
And he was like, "Hey boys, don't do that."
He was like, "What
oh, guys, good one.
What a party, guys!
Yeah, oh,
same time tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, good."
But
one.
What did he really say when
he
wakes up with a bottle in his ass?
I mean, he was hungry.
Hungry.
I remember he woke up and made food, and then we drank more.
I would fucking obliterate the whole fucking
house. But that's how I can't explain how casual it was.
It doesn't matter if you punch someone casually,
yeah,
mate. You fucking punch them in the face.
It was the boys, you know? We were just
dying family.
It was just
the boys, man.
I can't afford them.
This is what is read in the court transcript, and it's just like, and Sebastian was quoted saying, and I quote, "It's just the boys."
It's just the boys.
It's not gay, I swear. It's just the boys.
It's casual.
It's not illegal if it's casual.
I mean, we stopped when you woke up and said, "Oh." Yeah.
That's weirder though. Like, you stopped when he woke up. That's the problem.
But it was, I can't explain it more. It was so casual, you know. It wasn't.
Keep down in Maryland.
It wasn't like he. It's still a joke till today. I mean, he's one of my best mates. He's my boy.
Yeah, clearly.
You know?
Yes.
So sometimes when
he's my boy.
when we're out drinking, we're having wine, we look at him.
You have this little moment.
Yeah.
Just the eyes across the room, like.
I think. Yeah, it's empty now.
Yeah. But my lust for you is not.
There was a plan with me.
Seb, you can tell us, mate. This is a safe space. Were you in a cult?
A cult?
Were you in a cult?
No.
This sounds like a culty kind of thing.
No, you know what's actually the weirdest thing, maybe not for you, but for me, about this story, is that I don't remember us drinking wine. I don't know where the bottle came from.
Is that the weirdest fucking part?
Yeah.
You don't know where the bottle came
from? That's the weirdest part of that story.
Oh, actually, that, why didn't I think? That's
really
weird. Yeah, you didn't bring anyone?
That was it.
That's over the limit for me.
Yeah, that's...
I would have been so mad. Did anyone just pour this out in the sink?
Yeah, whoa.
Walking around with it out, sticking out of my asshole. We haven't drunk anything, right?
Whoa. Imagine him coming and go, whoa, guys. Where did this wine bottle come from?
Did you just pour it out?
Yeah. Whoa, that's creepy. Dude, that is the most wild, like...
But also, it's also kind of sweet.
I think it's a
bromance. It really shows you're really, really, really,
yeah,
really,
really
a little
close.
Too close.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
You know, I love having
but
really
I think
good friends,
me,
but
me
maybe not that.
Yeah, no,
me
yeah.
and that guy, Bob, I mean, we've done stuff, you know, not weird stuff. But
yeah, you have done weird stuff.
No, it's not weird. It's casual. Yeah, it's the boys.
It's casual.
It's
the boys.
It's casual. It's the boys.
It's casual if you are homosexual.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
If you're hetero, it's just rape.
I think the way to explain how casual it was is also... No, because I think I have to stress this before we finish this, is that it was super casual. Because we'd known each other since we were like 6. Some of us since we were born, you know? So we were...
I have friends I've known since I was 6. If they were to shove something up my asshole while
I was sleeping,
I would get pissed!
Yeah.
I tell you what, it's not okay!
Do you know what I'd have done? You know what I'd have done? I'd wait till everyone's asleep and set fire to the house. that's what I'd have done. I'd have just been like, yeah, that's the end of that. No more friendship for me. And then when the police came to get me, I'd go, it's just casual. It's just casual. It's the boys.
It's the boys.
It's just the boys.
In your circle it's perfectly normal, so no one could get mad at this.
Yeah, man, I can't comprehend that.
I can't either.
The foreskin story as well is like...
That's why I think it was a fun story and a little weird, but when we bottled it up...
Just analyze it beat by beat.
No, you can't defend it, Sebastian.
Labeled
it's a sweet story. It can be a loving story.
If you really try hard to see
it. A really specific point of view.
Try to see it as a story about friendship. I can see that. I really have to sink deep. I really
That's like the trailer for it. If you see it as a story for friendship,
it's a friendship test. It is. It's a test. You know?
Oh man,
it's
a test.
Imagine how beautiful this would be. We've known each other for what? 2 years.
Two years now.
2 years. So that could maybe be like, I don't know, a dash bottle, like a small bottle.
Oh man! Mm-hmm. Oh, like a mini bottle. Like a mini bar bottle.
Yeah,
is that where we're at?
We're at a mini bar bottle. part of
mini bar
stage in our relationship.
Yeah.
So if we were getting drunk together,
yeah,
before 10 o'clock, obviously.
Of
and,
course, because that's the illegal part in this.
Wearing masks.
Yeah.
And I would, I would have blacked out drunk, and you would have just tickled my bum hole with a mini
no,
marathon.
No, Seb, you know what I'd have done? I'd have gone, Seb's asleep, and then I'd have laughed at that. I'd be like, I hope he's okay. I wouldn't go
yeah,
2 plus 2 equals 4.
Not that close.
Yeah, that's true.
But then again,
it's my fault.
But we're in a mini
exactly.
bar stage.
Yeah.
Mini bar. So if you were to just tickle my bum with that, and we could come out of it being like, what a night.
What a story to tell.
Yeah.
Just a night, a casual night with being
yeah.
casual.
I get that, the principle
yeah.
of it's just
it's
things happen, we aren't mad, we tried things together that wasn't for us. I can see that.
I think he was also a very committed guy to Jesus. So he believed
what?
he believed in forgiving.
Yeah, and the power of forgiveness.
Yeah, and technically wine is Jesus' blood, so you know.
But there was no wine.
Okay,
in the
now we are really
yeah.
friendship and Jesus.
Yeah.
You
this is where
you're
goes,
the best salesman.
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard about our Lord and Savior? That he's
no, you
give...
just raped your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Knows French.
You can't see
yeah,
this now.
With drops of Jesus' blood.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't see that Sebastian's now trying to handle his pamphlets for like Judaism, like all this kind of like Christian stuff. And we're just like,
yeah.
Oh no.
Hide the wine bums. Next time
yeah.
someone knocks on your door Sunday morning.
I just don't remember Jesus saying anything about putting wine bottles up people's anuses.
That's because you don't listen, Jeff.
And it's like, this bread is my body.
Yes.
This is
exactly.
my this bread. This is wine is my blood. And
yeah.
speaking of my body and this wine,
we have 12 guys around this table.
Yeah. Two guys are making out impassionate.
And
like,
Judas, he was like us, you know.
Yeah,
he was not.
He was not into it. Yeah,
exactly.
He's like, this
too straight, insecure.
This is
yeah.
this is
yeah,
this
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
sexual assault.
Exactly.
This is not casual. And
that's
then
that's something Judas would say.
Yeah.
Jesus would say, it's just the boys.
It's just the
boys. Casual.
And yay, Jesus said unto his people, it's just the boys.
And they were peace for
yes.
peace.
And the wine bottle was inserted casually.
Until he woke up and said,
remove.
Yes.
2 days after.
That's it. And
yeah.
And he rise to.
Yeah.
Jesus said to Judas, you're at a mini bar bottle stage. He's at the Merlot stage. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Bring us,
bring
us the 5 liter Moet, Dad.
Mag
and show us your devotion to God.
Mate, I am. There's so much to unpack in this story. The guy, when you said the guys who were making out impassionately, like you just like, how do you make
yeah,
out?
That's
like
weird.
You just mash people.
Just sitting still and
yeah.
just conscious.
No,
yeah.
But I think we all agreed that there was like. If tongue was involved,
but were they hard? Were the dicks hard while they were?
I don't know. I didn't touch
them. No.
I didn't.
Just see the
I didn't look. That'd have been gay.
Well, boys.
Well, boys. No,
boys.
That name is actually tainted for me. For
yeah.
Now, like.
Well, it was great having you guys.
Oh,
yeah.
We've learned a lot about each other, haven't we?
Definitely.
You guys want to have some wine next week?
No.
Why the fuck not?
Yeah. But yeah, man, this is so much fun. Thanks for having me. I've learned
yeah.
a lot.
I've grown as an individual.
I've grown as yeah. Goodbye.
I clench more.
I clench more.
I'm
various.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing you all in therapy.